Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right.
And then
Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God got the power. That is awesome. Yes, that he has the power. Well, we want to welcome you on today, Sunday. Yes, yes, yes. We want to welcome you to Praises of Emmanuel Ministries on this morning, where Bishop Emmanuel L. Taylor is pastor, where he is bringing church to you in the comfort of your home. I want to take a moment to extend a very warm welcome to everyone who's visiting us for the first time this morning. Whether you're just having a look or just searching out for a place to worship, we're delighted to have you here. Our vision is getting and growing people in a relationship with Jesus. And we just want to welcome you once and welcome you twice and welcome you three times in Christ. We hope that you hear words on today that can help you through the day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Missionary Taylor. And now we'll have, amen, a scripture reading, amen, from our own Sister Tazera.
Good afternoon, Bishop Taylor and Sister Taylor and all the saints that's on the line this afternoon. I would just like to say something to the saints that's on the line before I read my scripture reading, that it is beautiful that we can have comfort in our own home of listening to Bishop Taylor teach us the word. Let's be like a family, as we say that we are family, and keep this ministry going by sending in our tithes and our blessings for Bishop Taylor and his wife. May God bless everyone. And I'm going to read the reading of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. I think this is beautiful that we can, that we have this in the comfort of our home. Once again, I just want to say that on a Sunday morning. Saints, let's all be a family and show Bishop Taylor that we are a family. Let's all come together and keep this ministry going. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Severa, and God bless you. Amen. This afternoon, and thank you for the reading of the 23rd Psalms. It's one of my favorite prayer psalms. Amen. That
I know
many,
that.
Yeah, and many ministers have preached from that particular psalms as well because of the popularity of it, the 23rd Psalms.
Yes.
And so I thank you for that. May the Lord continue to bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And, you know, on this afternoon, hallelujah, which I am so privileged and humbled to be with you this afternoon to bring Praises of Emmanuel Ministries, amen, unto the comfort of your homes, as Missionary Taylor as well as Sister Tazera has said, amen. And it is for us to relax. I want you all to be relaxed. I don't want you to be uptight for anything, because when a lot of stress enter into our world and into our bodies, amen, it will tear down your immune systems. And we want you to be, amen, in good health throughout the entire of your life here on earth. I know sometimes we get a cold, sometimes those are natural things. There are, you know, viruses that a lot of times that you are not able to, amen, how could I say, escape from. However, speaking of the, when you are in good health, even though you get the virus, you're able to throw it off much easier and quicker. And then you go through a couple of days of suffering. You know, the body urges for comfort. Amen. Thank God for the doctors and the nurses and the over-counter, amen, medicine that we can get to comfort us, amen, through our modalities or sicknesses that we suffer with because of this old frail body that we have. We don't live in a perfect house, amen. Our spirit is perfect and our spirits are pure, but our bodies, amen, are frail. And so because of that, we will contact different obstacles in our health. But through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I learned to hold on to his unchanging hand. Through all of that. And I'm just compelled to play you another song before we go farther. This is one of the musics that I have, the Lord has given me, and it's called Heaven Knows. You know, Heaven knows all about your problems. Amen. So just take a quick listen to this.
When, whoa, yeah. Your best to hide, oh yes, cause there's no friend you know, the one you can't confide in. You can't trust no one, you'd rather be alone. Without someone to talk to, your heart would turn to stone. Don't you fool yourself, thinking you can survive. Try to keep your secrets, but they will stay alive. Heaven knows
yes, that is the truth. Heaven knows all about our problems. And it said that Jesus knows all about what we go through. Amen. And it's no secret what God can do. But what he does for others, he can do the same for you. All you need to do is just have faith and just talk to God all about your troubles. Amen. There's a favorite song of mine that I usually love to sing. It says, "Troubles in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Troubles in my way." Amen. But it says that Jesus will fix it after a while. And we can trust in that. You know, songs like that is what helped our foreparents, amen, to get through the perilous and difficult times that they had experienced, amen, in their present lives. And they weren't only praying for themselves, they was also praying for the coming generations after them, which is you and I. And we should also pray for our grandchildren, our children and grandchildren, that that blessing and grace and mercy of the Lord would also pass down to them as it has passed down to our parents and as well as ourselves. Hallelujah. I was witnessing to my sister-in-law a couple of days ago, and the Lord just told me to give her a call and witness to her. Now, I want to let you know the most difficult thing to do is to witness to your own family, even your extended family members, because I imagine because you're close to them, and so they don't see you in the same light as I would say the strangers would see you. But, amen, that is our first ministry, is our family. So I went on and called her, and it was funny. The wife and I, we kind of laughed about it because she said, "You're scaring me. You're scaring me." And I wasn't trying to frighten her. All I was trying to do is to let her know that Jesus loved her and that it is time for her to turn her life over, amen, to Christ and let Christ be the head of her life. As the 23rd Psalm says, Sister Severa, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. So we must witness to our family members as well. Let them know, amen, that Christ loved them. I remember telling her the most precious gift you can give anyone is not buying gifts, not on Christmas when you spend all your money and you buy gifts. Amen. The most precious gift you give them is the knowledge to let them know that Jesus loved them and that Jesus cared. Amen. So continue to pray, amen, for any of your family members, even extended family members, that you feel and know that they need salvation. Just as simple as that. Because without salvation, hallelujah, we're going to perish. Amen. In hell. And we don't want it, and why should we want those who are close to us to have it as well? Hallelujah. So while we still have breath in our bodies, this is the time to acknowledge that God is real and that he, amen, acquired for us to be accountable with this life that he has given us. Amen. Let me go into prayer. Amen. And let the Holy Spirit guide us and the words that we say that cometh out of our heart, that it will be submissible, amen, and acceptable to God. Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and thanking you, Lord, hallelujah, for another day. We do not take it for granted what you do for us. For you are better to us than we are to ourselves, Lord. And we do acknowledge that we have sinned and we have made you shame because of the sin that we have committed. But, Lord, we're so glad, hallelujah, that we are in your mercy and that we are in grace so that we can be saved. So So, dear Lord, that we would not perish, hallelujah, in the fiery lake, amen, that is prepared for those who do not acknowledge you as being Lord, hallelujah. So, Lord Jesus, we come to the Father in your name, dear Lord, asking to help us, amen, to continue to resist temptation, the temptation of doing things that are so easy, but yet on the end of it, we find that there is nothing but destruction. Lord, in our suffering and in our wilderness experience that we are going through, we know that at the end, there's the promised land. For you have promised us, dear Lord, out of your word, and you said that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will always stand. So we stand on your word. We depend on your word. We believe in your word. For when you said that I am with you even until the end of the world, which means, dear Lord, that you will never forsake us. And we are so, so glad that you have never forsaken us. Sometimes, dear Lord, we feel a little forsaken, yes, because of what we periodically go through, Lord, but, you know, we don't mean any harm, dear Lord Jesus. It's just the flesh is weak and the spirit is willing. Lord, we don't mean any harm, so we ask you to forgive us, dear Lord, in our own frailty, in our own, dear Lord, imperfectness, dear Lord, that we sometimes we complain and we holler. But, Lord, you know our hearts, dear Lord Jesus. Bless us with more of you, dear Lord. Open up our eyes, Heavenly Father, so that we can see even more clearly what you have in store, so that our hope could shine as bright as the sun itself in the world of darkness and of unbelief that people surround us, dear Lord. So we thank you, Lord. This prayer that I pray, not just for myself, dear Lord, but I pray for all of those under the sound of my voice, for they are the faithful ones that you have sent to me. They are the faithful ones that continue, dear Lord, to be with me, to encourage me in their own way according to their understanding and abilities. So I thank you for all of them, dear Lord, that you would grant them, dear Lord, their wishes and their desires, dear Lord, that you would keep them, hallelujah, from danger, dear Lord, as they travel to and fro in the road of life. I thank you for my beloved wife, dear Lord, that you would continue to heal her body, dear Lord, that she would be strong enough tomorrow, dear Lord, that she would have that same bounce that she used to have when she was walking through the house, dear Lord, that she would go, dear Lord, and be a shining light, dear Lord, on her place of employment. We know that there's jealous people around her, dear Lord, that wishes her to fail. But, Lord, I know without a doubt, hallelujah, that in you there is no failure. So I thank you for healing her body. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my people. This is what we're going to do in our studies. Amen. To let you know from the book of John. Amen. That's right. The book of John and the 15th chapter of John. And I'm going to start with that because that is our message for today, that Jesus is the true vine. Amen. So we trust that the Lord will open up your understanding, that I will have the ability to be able to make it plain so that you will have that understanding. So that is the 15th chapter of John. And I'm going to begin with the first verse. Amen. And this is Jesus talking. Anytime you got a Bible and you see red in those verses, that's Jesus doing the talking, okay? All right. And it reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Why, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it would be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me, which means woman as well, if a man remains in me and I in him or she, he or she will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he or she is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given unto you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, then you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy, I like that, may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. Hallelujah. Now, let's kind of open up this and bring it to an understanding of what Jesus is talking. He was talking to his disciples. However, as we read it, he's also, as long as it was to his disciples, is also universal, because he's speaking to us as well. The vine, amen, that Jesus said, which he said he is the vine. In those days, you know, they would they grow olive vines and grape vines, which was very, how can I say, plentiful in that area of the world, which you recall the Middle East, amen, at this time. The vine is like a spinal cord, like our spinal cord, and it gives shape and formation to our bodies. And it is the source that radiates life through the central nerve center, as I look at this, amen. So when Jesus said he's the vine, amen, and we are the branches, amen, hallelujah, it forms and it shapes us to who we are. The vine is like, amen, the broadcaster, and the broadcaster commutes messages through and to us in order to reach us. Jesus is the true vine, and God is the Father, which is the farmer and the owner of the garden. Let me say that again. When Jesus said he's the true vine and his Father is the gardener, which means that he owns the garden. He owns heaven and earth. Amen. He owns the kingdom of heaven. And he went on to say that a branch that doesn't bear any fruit isn't useful at all. Therefore, amen, it would be separated, amen, it would be taken away and thrown into the fire and burnt up because it did not serve any purpose at all. But he also said that the branch that does bear fruit, Jesus prunes that. See, the pruning, if you notice, if you have a plant in your house, amen, and so what it means when you prune that plant, the leaves that are brown, you prune those. In other words, you cut those away so that the new growth can, you know, can happen with that plant. That plant will thrive better. But as long as you keep the dead branches on that plant, it can affect the whole plant. And so the plant would die if you do not cut away the dead branches. And that's what pruning is. In order for the tree or the branch to become, amen, fruitful, in other words, it needs attending to on a daily basis, amen. And I'm so glad that Jesus attends to us on a daily basis. Now, a lot of times we don't want any pruning. What is pruning? That's cutting away things that shouldn't be in us. Amen? Amen? Amen. See, we pray that the Lord will make us better. Hallelujah. But when you pray that prayer, be careful of it, because in order for you to become better, you have to get rid of the worser. Amen? If you allow for me to use that broken English. I said again, in order for you to have the better, amen, it would be proper for you to get rid of the worser. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just like, amen. Let me give you another example. Hallelujah. A germ spreads through, amen, the body as long as you don't treat it with antibiotics, amen, that attacks the body. So, therefore, if you don't treat it, it will take over the whole body and affect the body with its sickness. And its purpose is to do exactly that. So you got to cut it away. You got to get rid of it. Amen? So in order, it's done to avoid contamination. And see all of this that we have, this mess that we have in our souls, in our body, it contaminates our spirit. It is an infection. Amen? And that infection will grow. Amen? Idleness is very dangerous. Amen? Excuse me. Idleness is very dangerous. It must be cut away to be incinerated into the fire. Amen. So therefore, fruit, to be fruitful means is to be spiritually mature. Hallelujah. Fruit, spiritually mature. Just contemplate on that word. To be fruitful into the Lord, you will be spiritually mature. So you can't remain a spiritual baby all your life. I have seen many people, they're in their 70s, 80s, and they're still spiritual babies, amen, because they're not mature. They might be mature physically, but spiritually, they are still like babies because they have not been fed the proper spiritual food in order to grow, in order to reach that maturity. So therefore, when you are spiritually mature, your personality or your outlook on things will also mature. You will not think the same way as you used to think. You will not act or react the same as you used to act or react. Amen. If someone come against you and talk about you, when you are spiritually immature, you are handling it immaturely. Amen. Amen. You will use that immaturity, amen, to fight fire with fire, so to speak. As I often say, don't feed into that. Amen. Because when you feed into negativity, it will enter into your spirit and you will become spiritually sick because of that negativity. Amen. So when we spiritually mature, amen, we're able to deflect, which is the word I'm going to use. We're able to deflect the fiery darts that our enemies, amen, send in our way. Hallelujah. Now, when that branch is thrown into the fire, amen, fire serves two purposes, amen, because just like there was a prophet named Jeremiah, he said, I'm just like fire. I got fire shut up in my bones. Amen. And what he was explaining is that the spirit of the Lord is so powerful in him, and it's all through the marrow of his bones. So he got to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. See, that's a good type of fire. See, it serves two purposes. There is a fire for preservation, and there is a fire for incineration. So the fire for preservation is the fire that preserves you. It is the fire that burns out all of the evil and all the nasty things about us amen, that God doesn't like in us. The fire for incineration is the fire of hell. Amen. That's the fire that you don't want to enter into, because there is no rehabilitation in that fire. Amen. That's that eternal fire, amen, that will always consume the soul. Amen. I cannot imagine what that would be like. Amen. Amen. Let's see. I cannot imagine what that would be like, but it's one thing I do know. I don't want to be in it. Hallelujah. But what the Bible says, there'd be gnashing of the teeth. In other words, there'd be, amen, a anguish and suffering, amen, eternal suffering. Hallelujah. See, we think we suffer now, and that suffering lasts just a short while, but we're talking about eternal suffering. So that's the fire for incineration. The branch that bears fruit is pruned in order to bear more fruit. So the science of pruning demonstrates the act of cutting away the evidence of a sinful past. Oh, I like that. Cutting off toxic memories. Toxic memories of what, saints? Well, amen. Pruning cuts off the toxic memories of guilt, shame, memories of resentment, and self-condemnation. It says that he that walketh in the Spirit, amen, hallelujah, is free from self-condemnation, amen. But those who walk in the flesh is always under condemnation or condemnation. The branch must continue to abide in the vine, because the vine is the source of our lives. The source of life is truth. That's the source of life, is the truth. That is the source of freedom, is the truth. Amen. It says the truth shall make you free, which is the word of God. Just think, when you know and learn more about the word of God, amen, your process of freedom, hallelujah, becomes more evident, amen, because it's the process of freedom. The more truth that you, amen, observe, or the more, absorb, the more truth that you absorb by the reading of the word of God, the more freer you will feel from these toxic memories, amen, of guilt, shame, resentment, and condemnation. Amen. Hallelujah. So the cutting of away is also painful. Amen. Pruning is painful. It's painful when a lot of things that we used to have, and a lot of things that we used to think, and the way we used to think, it is a painful process of being able to tear yourself away from it, because when you're comfortable with something, you fight whatever tries to, amen, take that comfort zone away. And people have a way of fighting it off. Amen. A lot of people say, I know, but I'm not ready. That's fighting it off. Amen. When the truth comes and say, you know, you really need to change from this. And some people will say, well, this is me. This is how I am. You know, this is how I am. Well, that's no excuse. You don't have to be that way. You don't have to be a person, amen, that continues to, amen, to make people feel inadequate, or, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to, a person don't have to be that way. They say, that's who I am. So as long as they say that's who I am, they will continue to be that way. Didn't you say in the word of God, amen, that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he? Amen. So as long as you say, this is how I am, I've always been this way. In other words, you're saying, I'm not going to change. And that's what you're saying. Instead of listening to the truth and let the truth divide you, amen, from divide one personality away from the true personality, amen, then it will always be painful. Amen. So that's why when you witness to people about making a change, it is painful for them to listen. Amen. Why? And don't take it personal because they try to avoid you, or they even might throw some things in your face. You know, who you think you are? You think you're better than I am. You know, some there's ways of trying to ward you off when you're trying to witness to someone close to you. Now, someone who doesn't know you, that's different. But, you know, people remember us when we used to be who we used to be. Instead of giving God the glory that we're not that way any longer, they wish that we were that way, you know, so that we can just leave them alone. But don't let that discourage you. Hallelujah. Continue to witness. Amen. Let them know, well, I'll call you another day, but I'm going to let you know that God loves you and I love you too. A lot of people need to hear that. God loves me? What? Why God loves me? All the mess that I've been in and God still loves me? Yes. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for you on the cross. That's how much he loves you, so that you won't have to suffer, amen, the consequences of sin. What is the consequences of sin? It said in the scripture that the wages of sin, which means consequences, is death. Not that there's, you know, there's no gray area, no in between. It is what it is. That's what the word of God said. The wages of sin is death. In other words, death, that would be your payment. That's what it means. Wages mean payment, doesn't it? Just like your wages for what you work for is money. So the wages of sin, that we live in sin and we activate sin, then it's death. So Jesus died on the cross, amen, so that we would not have to pay that cost. And I love it. It is important to know that without Jesus, life isn't possible. And amen, I said life isn't possible. Life doesn't have joy. Amen. Without Jesus, the lost will not be found. Without Jesus, the blind cannot see. Without Jesus, the lame could never walk again. Without Jesus, amen, the dormant would never speak again. Without Jesus, the thirsty will never be quenched. Without Jesus, the hungry will never be fed. Without Jesus, the darkness will never have light. Without Jesus, the ship can never sail. Without Jesus, the eagle will never fly. Without Jesus, the slave will never be set free. And without Jesus, a word can never be spoken. That is why it's important to have Jesus in our lives. I gave you those 12 examples so that you would know. Maybe one of those words fit with you, that you know without Jesus what you're not able to do. But you know for yourself what the Lord has bought each and every one of you through. And do not take it for granted. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. Remind me of a song, and it goes something like this. Without God, I can't do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life will be empty. Like a ship without a sail. That's how I feel. Without the Lord in my life, I could not do anything. I would be just like that ship without a sail. And that means that my whole life would be just wandering. I won't have a purpose at all without Jesus. Thank the Lord for Jesus, because he gives us a purpose for living. So I'm here to let you know that if you continue to abide in Jesus, and he will also abide in you, your world outlook will change from a dull, gray, flat, and one-dimensional existence into a chisel of vivid colors painted with joy and happiness. Your branches will blossom with the fruit of the Spirit. What are the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit is these: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You can find that in Galatians 5th chapter, 22nd through the 23rd verse. The fruit of the Spirit, which represents spiritual maturity. You will not be able to have that those fruits of peace if you're not spiritually mature. You cannot have the fruit of long-suffering if you're not spiritually mature. What is long-suffering? Patience. You will not be gentle because you will always be harsh against others because you're going through something. Have you ever seen a true man or woman of God who has a spirit of gentleness? No matter what they go through, they don't let anybody in on it unless somebody else tell it. But they're always willing to give a kind word to someone. There are people who go through things and changes in life, and they just bark at others. They did not even have anything to do with what they went through. And goodness is also a spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. Faith. You got to have faith to make it through this, to walk with God. You got to have faith. Meekness doesn't have anything to do with weakness. Just being meek in your spirit, amen, is a way, amen, that even though you know you're right and someone is arguing down that they are right but they're wrong, you just go away and then let them have their way and say, okay, all right, that's what you say, okay, that's what you believe. I believe what I believe, you believe what you believe. God bless you. See, that's the spirit of meekness. You don't get involved and get pulled in into a big argument over nothing. Amen. It reminds me of my meekness that when the program that we was at, that we were singing at, and the stage, amen, was a large stage, but one of the musicians, which was the drummer, he wanted to put his drums on this big platform, amen, so that he can be seen. And he was just a house band. He wasn't those who was entertaining or who was praising the Lord. And so I went up because, you know, a few of us talking about it. I said, well, I'd go and talk to him. And I went up to intelligently just let him know, brother, I said, is there another way that you can set up your drums? Because there are dancers and people who need the room. You know, that brother started arguing with me. I mean, he was, I saw sweat coming out his head, and his eyes just got big and everything, and he started arguing at me like he wanted to fight, you know. Then I argued at him back. I knew I was right of what I said. I knew it, you know. I said, okay, I'll leave it alone, my brother. God bless you. And I was walking away, and he still was arguing. He's still trying to prove his wrong to my right. See, I often say that you don't have to defend the truth. The truth will defend itself. I was meek. Amen? I was meek because, why? That's my spiritual maturity. Amen? That I have enough to know that you cannot have your way or win with an argument. Amen? And I'm pretty sure he saw it after he was sitting there that the people needed that area. But did he admit that he was wrong? He never did. Even after the program, I went up to him. I said, are we okay now? And he still wanted to talk about why he needed that platform. But that's okay. That's all right. You see? See, because of my meekness, amen, the spirit of meekness, which is the fruit of the Spirit, amen, the Lord knows, hallelujah, and the program went on fine, amen, without that big old platform up there, and that was those wood crates, that's what they had. So I thank the Lord. It still went. Nobody had any problems at all. So God still won. He still had the victory, didn't he? Yes, he did. While the brother, the gentleman, just pray for him that one day that he will never, he will always remember me, that if he see me again, he will see, and most likely he will, but he will remember me that that brother didn't even have an argument with me. Amen? No, no, that doesn't make any sense. Well, we got a few more minutes left here, and I just want to thank once again each and every one of you who has turned in and joined us in our radio broadcast. Amen. We got great things getting ready to happen as we will announce it in the near future. Amen. Especially in the month of August, it's our reunion banquet. Amen. That will be held in Detroit at the St. Regis Hotel August the 30th, I believe. That falls on a Sunday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. And then we're going to have a glorious time. There will be, amen, a luncheon, amen, that will be served, hallelujah, on that day. And those who are coming out of town will be able to rent a room over the weekend, even those who are in the city or the metropolitan area. If you care to rent a room, you can. Amen. You can get the rates. We'll continue to announce that as well. But what's most important is that we're able to finance. And we're just stepping out on faith. We need to finance it. Amen. For the whole, it's about $1,500 for everything. That's including the meal and renting the hall, which holds 75 people there. And I'm walking out in faith knowing that it shall be attained. We've been sent out invitations and letters, amen, to you and to others out there. And we need for you to respond to let us know if you are going to make it or not. Amen. Amen. And it is $50, which I think is not bad at all. It's not bad. $50 will cover the expense of the hall as well as the meals. If I was able, we wouldn't ask for anything at all, but we're not able to do it that way. Amen. So we need as much as help as we can get. Amen. You know, there's a cost for everything. Amen. And so we need your help. So let others know about it. We're going to have some speakers. We're going to have music ministries, some singers, Christian comedian and comedy, where we can laugh and enjoy and have a great time. Amen. And the purpose of this banquet is, amen, is to launch our ministry so that it can, amen, make it higher, on a higher level, amen, of those who, of our previous, amen, memberships, amen, before we, that's a couple of years ago, for everyone moved away and so forth. There were some things about that, but we're coming back again, so we're looking forward, amen, to that. So we'll be announcing that, and don't forget to tune in on Wednesday, amen, at 9 p.m. as well. Amen. Same station, just a different time. Tell your friends all about the broadcast so that they can also tune in. Amen. So may the Lord continue to watch over each and every one of you. Amen. That under the sound of my voice, you know that I love you, and my prayers are with each and every one of you. I desire for every one of you to be filled with the joy of the Spirit of the Lord, and that your life would be fruitful, amen, spiritually matured, that, amen, your fruit that you bear, amen, has a lot to let you know what the tree is like, amen. It says the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, which is very, very true. So let your fruits be a witness, amen, to your Christian life that you live. Hallelujah. Like, for instance, you are all my fruits, amen, and you make me so proud to know how you follow me, amen, and as much as you have faith to God in me, amen, how he moves and works through me. So all of you are my fruits, amen. So I'm always going to take care of you, amen. My spirit is always with you and praying with you, and I love all of you. So may the Lord continue to bless you, amen, with your strongest desires that you have, amen, that he will provide for you all that you need and all that you ask for. Amen. God bless you. And that's not the song I want to end on. I'm going to see you Wednesday at 9.